it's a one-way street, and this lady turned in and started driving against the traffic. So I think, I'm gonna help her out. So I roll down my window and I go, hey, it's one-way street! And she looked at me and yelled, fuck you! But she was also Polish, so she had that Polish accent and made it really harsh. If you don't know what a Polish accent is, it's a bit like mine, but with a hint of entitlement, you know? So she goes, fuck you! And just drove off confidently, still driving on the wrong side. And I thought, fuck it, man, it's like every time, you know? Try to be considerate and helpful, and someone shits on me. I mean, you know what, lady? Fuck you! You know, I hope you crash. I hope you drive on a one-lane street down in Kankakee and head-on crash into a mirror image of yourself and just shoot out the front window and burst into a million stars and form a galaxy of ad ignorance and self-importance. Fuck you, ma'am.
I have anger issues.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Thing That I'm Doing. How's it going? I hope you have a good week. Weather's being turning to Florida with every day past. It feels like Florida in Chicago nowadays. It's just humid, it rains every day, and it's sunny half an hour later, and now the evenings become colder. That makes it more like fucking California. So the conclusion is, you don't have to travel, you just stay in Chicago and the weather will change to accommodate your vacation needs, you know. Just go to the beach and I don't know, I was trying to read some news articles and I failed miserably. I don't know what happened to me. I have shortened my attention span so much that I can't even read one page of something. I just read the headlines and then I make up the rest of the story up for my own needs, and then I go and tell people what I read, which means I'm giving them the wrong information. You know why that is? Because every time I read something, it's usually because I'm lazy. I'm a lazy fuck. I'm not gonna go to the a newspaper's website or like CNN.com or anything. I'm just gonna be browsing the Facebook and something will pop up. And I go, oh, let me click on that and read what it says. And what they do nowadays is people take like a video footage of the news or something, or an interview with somebody, and they would write an article based on that video. And essentially what they do is they would transcribe what the interview was about, essentially the dialogue. They'll just write it down as text, and that's the majority of the article. And also there is a link to the actual video of that interview or whatever it is that happened, which you can just click and watch. You don't have to read what they said, you can just watch it and hear what they're saying. And I'm thinking, is that the journalism now? Aren't you supposed to report the news, like to objectively observe and give your unbiased opinion on the situation? No, we just don't just transcribe me whatever the fucking video said. I can watch the video. Where's the journalism in this? This is just lazy work. So I've tried to read so many of those stupid articles and I got turned off. So now even if I meet a legit article, I just read the first two, whatever, lines, and I go, fuck it, I don't care anymore. For example, I know that some football player did not get up for the national anthem. I'm not sure what the occasion was. Was that a game? Was he at someone was receiving an an award of some sort. I don't know what happened. I'm not even sure how to pronounce his name. Kaepernick? Kaepernick? I don't know what position he plays. I don't know what team he plays. I'm not exactly sure what he looks like. But I know he didn't stand for the national anthem and people freaked out. First of all, I don't know how that's news, but apparently whatever he was doing worked because people were talking about it. He did it on purpose. He was protesting about something. What that thing was, I have no idea. I didn't read it. So the whole story is essentially some guy who plays football didn't honor the national anthem and everyone hate him now. That's interesting, you know, what people get mad at, and I don't know, it's one of those easy outrages. It's easy to be angry at something. There's something has to happen in your brain. Certain centers got to light up and connect. And you go, hey, wait a minute, this is wrong, I'm angry at you, me. I don't know why I do that in a weird voice, but sometimes, you know, you really have to be angry for real. There is real reason for your outrage, but it's too hard for your brain centers to connect because there's so many things going on. You know, too many things you have to know to make the connections. For example, how the big corporations buy politicians, essentially, and politicians vote on only laws that will support the needs of the corporation. This is a lot of information that you have to process before you start getting outraged, right? To put it all together, you gotta go and find evidence and shit. So people never get mad at this, which is actually affecting them. But some guy not standing for the national anthem, yeah, that's easy. Well, national anthem, pride. He says he's not proud of being American. He hates America. I'm an outrage. Oh, that was easy. Let's go and trash him on Twitter. Yeah, who gives a fuck? The national anthem is a song, you know? I'm Bulgarian. We have a national anthem. I have no cause that I'm trying to protest, but if I hear the national anthem at my own house, I don't do anything. I just go, oh, that's the national anthem's going on. If I'm watching like a game or something, like the Olympics maybe, and I'm in my house, I'm not going to get up when they play the national anthem. Who gives a shit? It's a song, you know? We'd all only do it if I'm amongst people who decide to stand up and then sing along. Then I don't want to feel like a douche and I do it. But it feels good if you feel the sense of community, and all the songs, the national anthem songs are usually pretty touching and well written, you know, so that helps. And it's just a nice feeling, you know, to be part of the community of people who you think they'll take care of you if something happens to you, which they won't, but that's the nationalism, that sense that people have that, oh, I'm from this country, he's from this country, we can help each other. Well, if you look at the fucking reality, not only do people not help one another, they steal, lie, murder each other, get outraged for no reason at one another, they don't miss to point out the ethnical or religious differences between each other, even though they live in the same fucking country. So, when you talk about nationalism, what you're talking about exactly? I'm proud to be American. What does that mean? What does that mean? Explain it to me. What would you do for your fellow man? What have you done? You know, people praise the military when they fight for freedom, that they're heroes. Yeah, but what are you doing? That's their choice, you know. Some of them do it for the country, others are doing it because they have no other choice. Sure, you praise them, but you should praise everybody, right? If you are a whole community of people. who identify as this nationality and have this pride of being who they are, shouldn't they just easy connect to everyone else who's like them and be happy and help each other? Yeah, nobody's doing that. But yeah, people get outraged for the guy who didn't stand up. Who gives a fuck? He plays football. No one gives a shit. He has a cause. I don't even know what it is. See? His cause is trumped by the fake rage that is on the internet. That's how I know about the story. I don't know about the story because of the gesture he did and the cause that he had that he wanted to support. I know about him because people were pissed at him for not standing for the national anthem. So he actually got fucked. Instead of bringing awareness for whatever cause he had, he kind of brought awareness of, oh, a lot of Americans are out of their fucking minds. And they, yeah. I'm not shitting on America. I'm sure it's the same in Bulgaria. If I was famous and I decided not to stand for the national anthem, I would be judged as fuck. Bulgarians judge athletes, like the national soccer team, right? When they play another team, they play the national anthem before the game. And so the camera shows every single player their reaction to the national anthem. And some players would just stand there proudly. Other players would actually sing along. And I remember watching this with my dad and mom. They were like, look at him. He doesn't even try to sing the national anthem. He just sits there. Like, that was a big deal. Oh, not only was he supposed to sit proudly with his hand on his heart, but he needs to actually sing the song along to be considered patriotic. Otherwise, fuck that guy. See? We have the same depth of shallowness in the East. We're all the same. People are all the same. And this is the main thing. That nationality, what it does is just make you be proud of stuff that you didn't achieve, really. And be mad at other people who are like you, but they were born in a different place. And I understand what nationality does. It's good. Creates a community and people. But if people would just stay together and do things for each other, I understand it then. But just to use it as a fake excuse to be mad at somebody, that's no way to live your life. I don't know. Is that funny that I'm talking about? It's not funny, but it just, I find it interesting. Because for the longest time, my source of material for my comedy is human behavior. I enjoy it. Enjoy witnessing different things that people would do. And the psychology, what happens in their mind? Why would they do what they do? That fascinates me. So this is a story that is fascinating just because you have a glimpse in the mind of people. And you can compare it, of course, to other people. Well, yeah, like what I'm saying is, yeah, those people who are mad at the guy, yeah, they're stupid, but they're not exclusive. It's not exclusive to them. Other people do that too. It's like this occurrence would happen in any given country. If an athlete does that, he'll be equally criticized. So this is not unique to America. You can't say, oh, American people are stupid, they criticize. That would happen everywhere. That would happen in Bulgaria for a lot shallower reason, you know. So, I don't know. What else is in the news? Donald Trump went to Mexico. This guy just does weird shit. I don't know what the fuck. Was there a reason for him to go to Mexico? Or just because he talked so much shit that now he has to try to mend his relationship with the Mexican community? So he went down to meet with the president of Mexico. And people immediately come up with memes and cartoons. I saw a couple of them. There was a cartoon of Donald Trump and the what's his name? Jose Peña Nieto? Is that his name? The Mexican president? They're just sitting in those chairs, and Donald Trump's passing a sheet of paper to the Mexican president, and on the sheet of paper it says estimate. Like, that was the cartoon. Like, the Mexican president has to pay Trump for the visit. just as he will pay for the wall that Trump's building. It was funny. A lot of funny cartoons are on the internet about that. But the whole thing is, what the fuck is going on? The whole thing, it becomes a circus, that fucking election. I don't understand the mindset that people have that they would just stand for the bullshit. This is a charade. It's like a circus that's going on. And people go, yeah, we'll vote for that guy. Why? Why? What? Shouldn't you just say, hey, let's have a referendum, and should we have both those people who no one likes running? If we don't like them, fuck it, replace them, you know? Donald Trump talks so much shit, and he raised the bar of getting people excited so much. I mean, not all people, just certain people who, again, the kind of people who would get outraged for a fucking football player not singing the national anthem. So now he has to come up with no more shit to say, and then all of a sudden, oh, wait, I have to start appealing to everybody, because the general election is me and Hillary. I got to actually start. So he goes, hey, don't mind me, you know, from 3 months ago, I was talking some shit. But no, actually, I like those people. And everyone was like, oh, yeah. Oh, he was joking. Oh, how nice, you know. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. We should become more wise people. We have the internet. We have instant access to information on our phones. And you think, oh, people are smarter now because you have so much access to information. But are we, though? I don't think so. I think we have access to information, but we equally have access to a lot of bullshit, because it's a human thing. If something nice is happening, there will be a douchebag on the other side who tried to fuck it up for its own gain, you know? I'm tired. On Yahoo News, I was trying to read an article unsuccessfully. But one of the articles was how Donald Trump came out and said, oh, I'm doing this. This was a social experiment. I was running for president just to prove a point about something, and now I'm gonna step down. That was the article. That was on Yahoo News. That apparently is false. It wasn't an Onion article or one of those sites that you know they're fucking with you. This is like a normal article. Some guy wrote it. And you go, what? You're lying to me. You put it on a kind of sort of valid platform of Yahoo. People read that shit. So you actively misinforming people about what reality is. And as we usually do, humans, we read something, and people read one thing and it means one thing for them. Other people read it, it means a totally different thing. Everything that you learn in life, you got to filter through that fucking maze in your head of insecurities and doubt and beliefs and morals and all that shit. So whatever you get out of the information may vary from what other people are taking from the thing. So you put one misleading article, at least for what, 20% of people, they'll actually believe it's true just because it might sound appealing to them or look like, you know. So we have all this information. I don't think people are getting wiser. I think we're equally dumb. I think we get lazier because everything's so, you know, we have so much quicker of access to things. You know, No one goes to the library and to do research about things. People are like, oh, I'll just Google it. So, yeah, there's something about struggle. There's something useful about you struggling with a problem and figuring the problem out. And take your time and put your focus on one thing and do it well, whatever it is. No wonder my brain feels like scattered and I can't focus on anything and I can't even read a whole article without getting bored and click on anything else. It's too easy now. You need that struggle to really focus your mind on a task. Because there's so many things I can click on. It's tempting. But if I'm in the woods with a hatchet and I'm trying to build a house, do you think I'll be losing focus? No, I gotta fucking build that house. So I'm trying to say is don't be afraid to do hard things. The thing it might be helpful. Sometimes shut the stupid internet and go somewhere and decide to do something. Go to the gym. Set a goal to lift a certain weight from the bench press. You know, and go every day until you do. Or save money and buy yourself something nice and don't stop making money until you do that, or set goals that are hard to achieve, because at the end of the day, if you just float down the stream and with all the conveniences that we have, and at the end of the day you become weak and your mind is weak and your body's weak and your will is weak, and then you become a douchebag who has no real purpose in life, and who gets mad at athletes who don't stand up for the national anthem. So don't be like that. And that's the episode for today. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll talk to you in a few days. Bye.